症。
You know, when a person want to commit suicide,
要是有人想要自杀
right before they commit suicide, what are some of the signs that you can see very clearly?
他们在自杀之前会有些征兆，我们可以看到的。
I share with all you this before the first time we did it.
我们第一次讲的时候，我跟大家分享过。
When they want to, you know, they want to commit suicide, and then what are the one sign is very clear, right?
当他想自杀的时候，有一个很清楚我们可以看见的征兆。
Right before they attempt suicide.
在他们尝试自杀之前。
Any thought?
你们任何想法
？Or they seclude themselves? Is it?
他们把自己封闭起来吗
？I think it's just the opposite.
其实刚好相反。
So when a person who want to commit suicide right before it, they do everything just the opposite of depression.
当他们自杀之前，他们做的跟忧郁症的刚好相反。
They become very happy.
他们会看好像很开心。
And they talk to everybody. Hey, you know, yeah, don't you think today is a great day? You know, this and that. That's what they do, right? Try to mask what they're gonna do.
他们尝试着要掩饰他们的内心的悲伤，所以他们会看啊。开心地跟你讲话。
It happened a lot when I was working, so when the client comes to see me, if that day she's very happy, then I had to make her sign a contract.
要是我有一个病人来找我，他看起来好像很开心的时候，我就会叫他们要写下一个契约。
Because quite often a person who want to kill themselves, they want to leave the best impression of themselves before they kill themselves.
因为这个人想要自杀之前，他们通常都会想要给大家留下一个很好的印象。
They will be super action nice to everybody.
他们会对大家都很好。
And then they want to show everybody how happy they are.
他们会假装他们很开心。
And then that is like the last drive that they have, like the last motivation they have.
是他们最后的精力。
So they go home or do it, and then they will end their life.
他们就回家，然后就会自杀。
Okay. So yeah, don't be sad, but that's the way it is.
不要难过，因为本来就是。
So let's go to overcoming depression through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在继续来看如何靠着主耶稣克服我们的忧郁症。
Next slide, please.
请看下一页。
This is a person with depression. Everything is empty. Jesus addressed many issues, one at a time be good, yeah. Jesus addressed many issues that can depress people, right? So among many things that can make people depressed, there are such things as guilt for sin committing in the past.
那其中包括以前做过的错事。
And this is very important.
那这是很重要的。
And quite often Satan will play this against us.
很多时候撒旦会用这个来攻击我们。
So in other words, I quite often when I talk to new believers who just got baptized.
有时候会跟新受洗的人这样子说。
When they kneel down and pray.
当他们跪下祷告的时候。
As this thought comes to their mindset, you know, their previous life.
他们就会想到他们受洗之前的生活。
And they feel so guilty about it.
他们就觉得很罪恶感。
Because sometimes they get to the point that they feel so guilty, they feel that Jesus has not forgiven them.
因为他们有时候会觉得他们这么罪恶感，他觉得说主耶稣没有原谅他们。
But of course, when we talk about guilt for sin committing in the past, this means if you and I don't repent, if we sin against God, we don't repent, then we still feel this kind of guilt inside us that makes us very depressed.
当然，要是我们向主耶稣犯罪得罪他，但是我们没有悔改的话，当然我们就会还是觉得很罪恶感。
How many people think that is true?
有哪个人觉得这是真的？
Yeah, I see. For me, it's very true.
这是的确是真的。
For me, quite often, I'm a very easygoing guy, and most of the time, I'm very happy, joyful. But if I feel that I have sinned against God, then that's it. I feel very sad. I feel very sad.
大部分的时候，我是一个很轻松的人，然后我是很喜乐的人。但是要是我得罪神的话，我是会有罪恶感的。
Can anybody go into the Bible and describe that those who have sinned against God, they feel very depressed?
我们有没有从圣经里面看到一些得罪神的人心里觉得很忧郁的
？Yes,
犹大。
That's like, yeah, that's the one is very obvious, right?
犹大这是很明显的。
Because after he sinned against God,
因为他得罪神以后
，even of course he regret, right? Because when Satan left him, then he realized what he did was wrong.
但他后来很后悔，因为撒旦离开他以后，他就知道自己做错了，他就很后悔。
Then of course he fell into like deep sorrow, right, and deep depression. Then he hung himself and he killed himself.
他最后就陷入了很严重的忧郁症，最后就上吊自杀。
So that's why it's important when you and I sin against God.
所以我们得罪神的时候
，there's a process of repenting that is very important to, you know, heal ourselves.
悔改的过程中有一个很重要的过程。
For example, Adam and Eve, when they sin against God.
例如说亚当跟夏娃他们犯罪。
God want to give them many times, many opportunities to, you know, to repent.
神要给他们机会让他们悔改。
But they did not.
但是他们没有悔改。
Of course, when they sin against God, they knew they were naked.
当然他们犯罪的时候，他们知道自己是赤身肉体。
Let's go to Genesis.
请看创世记。
What did the first thing they do when they sin against God?
他们做了什么呢？他们得罪神以后，第一件事情做是什么
？What is that? Hide, hide, lie.
躲起来，撒谎。
What did they first try to do?
他们最先试着做什么呢
？Genesis chapter 3.
创世纪第三章。
What is the first thing?
创世纪第三章，他们第一件做的事情是什么呢
？Yes, the first thing tried to cover up their sins.
他们想要隐藏他们的罪。
Chapter 3, verse what? Verse 7, yes.
第三章第七节。
So in other words, what did they use to cover themselves?
他们用什么来遮掩自己呢？
Fig leaves.
拿无花果树的叶子。
So nowadays, what does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
Fig leaves. What does that mean nowadays? When you and I sin against God, when we try to cover things up, what do we use to cover it up?
叫什么像罪神犯罪，我们想要遮掩的话，我们用什么来遮掩呢？
Yes, usually, you know, I think
谎言。
We always use things to cover that is temporary, right? We sometimes we say, oh, no, I didn't, I sin against God. That wasn't that bad. You know, wasn't that bad.
我们说啊，我们得罪神，但是那没有那么糟糕。
What's that?Yes, sometimes, yeah, it's also denial, right?
就是否认，用否认的方法。
This fig leaves are going to wither, you know, going to dry up and wither. It's not going to last forever to cover yourself.
因为无花果树的叶子是不可能拿来遮盖自己永远的。
But we as human beings, when we make a mistake, the first thing we do is try to cover it up. When we cover it up, then all the other sins will follow.
那我们我们犯罪后，我们就想要把自己要用什么事情来掩盖，那就是会让我们犯更多的罪。
So who was a good example of that beside Adam and Adam and Eve?
除了亚当跟夏娃，还有什么例子
？What's that? Yeah, King Saul, definitely one of them.
扫罗王。
It's all called King David too, right?
扫罗王还有大卫王。
Right, so actually, you can see that both King Saul and King David, you can see after they tried to cover their sin, then all the other.Sin come in, right? They kill. So you try just to cover that sin.
扫罗王跟大卫王都想要遮盖自己的罪，所以他们就犯了更多的罪。他们撒谎，他们杀人。
So here, Adam and Eve, the first thing they try to cover their sin.
所以亚当跟夏娃他们第一件事情是想要遮盖自己的罪。
Then the second reason.
第二个原因呢
？What they try to do?
他们第二个想要做的是什么呢
？Yes, they try to hide, right?
藏起来。
Because covering up is one thing, but also trying to hide is another thing.
遮掩过错是一件事情，藏起来又是一件事情。
Of course, both are similar. When you cover up, you try to hide, right?
当然，这两个很相似。先遮掩，再藏起来。
But covering up, trying to use excuses, right? Other excuses and stuff why we sin. But to hide, this means just oh, nobody know, right? Nobody know.
遮掩的事情，你在找借口；藏起来就是希望没有人知道。
But if we do that, and then in verse 10, when we sin against God, we become very afraid.
第十节告诉我们说，如果我们得罪神，我们就变得很害怕。
Then verse 12, what did they do? Verse 12.
十二节他们怎么做呢？十二节。
They blame on. Who did they blame? Who did they blame on first?
他们怪谁？他们第一个怪谁？
Huh? Yes. They blame on God first.
他们第一个怪神。
You know.Why? Because say, the man said, the woman who you gave to be with me, she's the one who caused it. You, if you didn't give me the woman, I would not sin against you.
他说那个你给我的那个你所赐给我那个同居的女人，如果你没有赐给我那个女人，我就不会犯罪了。
Even though this is very funny, but when I talk to brothers and sisters, when they sin against God, they say, oh, you know, God, right? when I in this trouble, he wasn't there for me. And really, we indirectly blame on God.
Why? Then
the second, we blame on others. So of this process, if we don't repent through this process, then what happens is guilt of sin actually will make us depressed.
所以如果我们没有好好悔改, 那这些过程就会让我们更加的忧郁。
Why? Because when we have a good relationship with God,
为什么呢? 因为我们之前跟神有很好的关系。
When we have a good relationship with God, we are a very joyful person.
要是我们跟神有很好关系的话, 我们就是个很喜乐的人。
You know, just like when we have, when with our parents, we're doing well in front of our parents, we obey this and that, then we feel very good.
就像我们在我们父母面前，如果我们听父母的话， 我们就, 表现很好, 我们就感觉很好。
But if we don't do what is right in front of our parents, quite often we become a very sad person, right?
但是要是我们在父母面前表现不好, 我们就会很难过。
Of course, when our parents yell at us, we become very sad, right? When our parents yell at us, when we don't do things right,
因为我们父母如果说对我们大吼大叫, 我们就会很难过。
Then when we try to hide things from our parents, we also feel very sad.
要是我们, 把事情藏起来, 不让父母知道, 我们也会很难过。
And that's why a lot of people who are a closet homosexual, right? Closet homosexual, they become very depressed.
也是有很多人, 同性恋, 他们也是很, 忧郁。
Because they don't have people to talk to, they're not, you know, they don't want to share with everybody what they're going through.
因为他们不想跟其他人分享他们的感受。
Of course, that's just one of the sins that, you know, that people commit in this world.
当然这也是我们世界上其中的一个罪。
So for us, it's very important, if you want to overcome sin, we must repent.
所以如果我们要克服罪的话，我们必须要悔改。
But if there's sin, there's always going to be depression. After sin, it's always going to be like this.
那我们知道, 罪一定是在, 忧郁症之中。
I mean, look at King Saul.
我们可以看到, 扫罗王。
What kind of depression does he have?
他是有什么样的忧郁症呢?
Yes, manic. Manic is very clear. He was manic.
他是疯狂。
Yeah. One day he's like, oh, you know, David, right? He loves David so much. The next day he's trying to kill him.
他一下子他喜欢大卫，隔天又想要杀了他。
And what the kind of spirit that came upon him, the Bible described?
那这个这样子的灵是什么样的灵呢?
Distressing spirits, and I would actually, he was depressed. Why? He feels so empty, he feels so torn, irritated, you know, all the kinds.
扰乱的人的灵就是会让这一个人 忧郁的一种灵。
Why? Because of sin.
为什么呢? 是因为罪的关系。
So for us, if we want to, you know, be joyful, get rid of our sin.
如果我们想要喜乐的话, 我们就必须, 没有罪。
Of course, we try not to sin in the first place, but if we sin, we must repent.
当然我们必须要想办法不要犯罪, 但是我们犯罪了以后, 就一定要悔改。
And for me, I see this very clearly.
对我来讲就是很清楚的。
No, in our church.
在我们教会里。
Because a lot of our brothers seem to be a God-fearing people.
因为我们有很多弟兄姐妹是, 敬畏神的人。
And we always want to do things to please God.
我们想要讨神的喜悦。
So the minute we do any sin against God, we become very depressed. Why? Because we know that God is not happy with us.
所以我们在向神犯罪后，我们就会觉得很忧郁， 因为我们知道神不高兴。
Does that make sense?
这样有道理吗?
Actually, it does. It's very clear.
其实这是很清楚的。
Any comment you thought about this one? Any comment you thought?
有没有任何想法?
Okay, next one then. Next one, please.
下一页。
Next one, please, Tony. Yeah. Yeah, just this one. Oh. Yeah, just this one. Okay. So, concern regarding one's relationship with God in the present. Right, in the present.
就像我们现在跟神的关系。
No. What does that mean?
我们跟神的关系。
Can anybody try to explain what this means? Like, concerning regarding one's relationship with God in the present.
你们想过这句话什么意思?
Actually, it's very simple. In other words, if you and I don't have a good relationship with God,
要是我们跟神没有好的关系,
then it's most, the chances are for us to be sad, to be depressed, yeah, it's very real.
所以我们就会很觉得很沮丧，很忧郁。
Why? Because we as a true worshipper of God, our relationship with God is very important.
因为我们在拜神，所以我们跟神的关系是很重要的。
Just like many of us, if we have a fight with our spouse, it's very difficult to be happy.
就像我们要是跟我们的配偶吵架，我们也是很难开心。
Then after you have a fight with your spouse and you feel happy, then there's something wrong with your relationship.
要是你跟配偶吵架后很开心的话，表示你的关系有问题。
Because if you have good relationship with your spouse, you have a fight, you feel very sad, right? Very sorrowful.
要是你跟配偶的关系很好的话，你们吵架以后，你应该觉得很难过。
So the same thing with our relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们跟神的关系也是一样的。
If we don't have good, our relationship with God is not good, then it's very difficult for us to be joyful.
要是我们跟神的关系不好的话，那我们就很难喜乐。
You know.But you know, when we talk about brother and sister, for example, if they miss a Sabbath, they don't come to Sabbath.
就是我们弟兄姐妹要是有一天没有来安息日没有来聚会。
When you talk to them the next time, actually they feel very sad inside.
要是你跟他们讲话啊，他们可能会觉得
心里难过。But you think about most people saying, "What is the big deal? You know, you miss a Sabbath. You've been going for 10 years straight, right? You miss one Sabbath. Why you feel so sad about, right?"
有些人会觉得这有什么关系？你每个星期六都去安息日聚会，已经去了十年了，你才一次没有去有什么关系呢？
Why? Because the spirit inside of us want to drive us always to please God, and that's a wonderful thing.
为什么呢？是因为我们的灵一直想要让我们讨神的欢心，那这是一件好事。
You know, that's why many people say a happy wife, happy life, and it's true.
所以有些人说，要是你的太太开心，你的生活就会很开心，这是真的。
For those who are married, if a wife is not happy, it doesn't matter how happy you are, you won't be happy anymore.
要是我们也是结婚的，要是太太不开心的话，你就会不开心。
And for me, in relationship with God, it's also exactly the same thing.
对我来讲，与神的关系也是一样的。
And also fear of what might happen in the future.
还有一个，我对未来发生的事情感到恐惧。
What does that mean?
是什么意思呢？
Can I explain what that means? The fear of what happened in the future?
对未来的恐惧。
What's that? Yeah, uncertainty. Yes, uncertainty.
对未来的不确定性。
So why do we fear what might happen in the future? Why?
为什么会担心未来会发生什么事呢？
Yes, we don't trust in God.
因为我们不相信神。
Actually, all these things, if you and I be able to overcome it, we'd be the most joyful person in the whole world.
要是我们能够克服这三点的话，我们就是全世界最喜乐的人。
Let's go to the book of Matthew.
请看马太福音。
The book of Matthew.
马太福音。
Why can't I find that verse? Don't worry about tomorrow. What chapter?
Six.
Okay, yeah. Yes, thank you. Verse six. Chapter 6:34.
6:34.
Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day it is own trouble.
所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
So really, when we worry or fear about tomorrow, this fear will cripple us to have depression.
要是我们有为未来担心的话，那这个恐惧会阻挡我们。
So most of people who are depressed right now in their life today is nothing. There's nothing going wrong. They have a good life, everything's going well, but they are very depressed.
我们可以看到有些忧郁症的患者，他们今天的情况是很好，他们不应该会担心的，但是他们就是非常的忧郁。
Why?
为什么呢？
Why?
为什么？
Is that? Yeah, they are afraid of tomorrow.
他们会害怕明天发生的事情。
It's very strange, right?
就很奇怪。
But actually, some people, you know, psychologically, no matter how good a life they live right now, they always worry about tomorrow.
就是有些人，他们虽然现在生活很好，但是他们就是为了明天忧虑。
When they worry to such a point that they're full of anxiety, they're full of anxiety.
他们担心到这个程度，他们就有点惊慌。
So that's why our Lord Jesus Christ tells us, actually, don't worry about tomorrow.
所以主耶稣基督告诉我们，不要担心明天。
Worry about today. Today, you know, it's enough trouble already.
一天的难处，一天当就够了。
Because if we worry about tomorrow, we bring tomorrow to today. That's why we become depressed.
那我们就把明天的忧虑搬到今天来，所以我们今天就忧虑了。
Okay. Any thought, any comment on this at all?
也没有想法。
Can we relate to these three things that give us depression?
我们能不能想到这些让我们给我们忧郁的事情？
Yes, yes. Right. Next one, please.
下一章。
He addresses the problem of sin through his death on the cross.
神已经把罪的问题在十字架上处理掉了。
You know, that's why people in the world quite often they feel this hopelessness.
所以很多人常常觉得很无望。
And the reason why they feel this hopelessness because they have no Christ in their lives.
他们觉得很没有希望，是因为他们生命中没有基督。
You know, many children that have seen for therapy.
我看到我很多孩子的来孩子的病人。
They're only 10, 12, 13 years old, but they have depression already.
他们才十岁、十一岁、十二岁，但是已经有忧郁症了。
And the reason why they have depression, they just feel right that they have, you know, that they feel that in their life there's no meaning at all.
因为他们觉得生命里面没有意义。
And of course, this is the sin, you know, for us, when we have sin, we have our Lord Jesus Christ.
当然，这是因为罪的问题，因为主耶稣帮我们解决罪的问题。
That's why even every single day, you and I also commit little sin here and there.
当然，我们每天也会犯一些小罪，这也犯一点小罪，那边犯一点小罪。
But Jesus Christ, you know, and the cross.Be able to give us this hope that He forgives for our sin.
但是主耶稣基督死在十字架上，所以让我们有一个希望，知道我们的罪已经被原谅了。
So no matter how much sin we have committed, make sure we go to the cross. Make sure we go to our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们犯罪后，记得我们要到十字架前，到主耶稣之前。
And the next one, of course, He teaches how to pray and maintain a healthy relationship with God.
那在他有教我们要如何祷告，如何跟神有个良好的关系。
I don't know any relationship between spouse that have a healthy relationship if they don't talk.
我应该这世界上应该没有一对夫妇有很好的关系，但两个人不讲话。
So don't expect for us to have great relationship with God if we don't pray to Him.
所以要是我们对不跟神祷告的话，就不要期望跟神有好的关系。
You know how many hours do we should spend talking to our spouse a day?
我们每天应该花多少小时？
What is the healthy amount of hours?
我们每天应该花多少小时跟太太先生讲话？
How much do you talk to?
他是只是你每天花多少时间讲话？
So when you talk less to her, she talk more to you. Yes. Okay.
你必须要对讲话下定义。
Yes.Talking I mean two people are conversing, right?
讲话跟交谈是不一样，交谈是两个人。
Conversing can through text. We use text to talk to one another.
你们可能会送简讯。
Yeah, conversing, but not just telling people what to do, right? That's not.
并不是只是叫命令一个人要怎么做事。
That's telling them what to do.
叫他们怎么做事。
So, what? How many hours do you think, sister? Do you talk?
Okay.
他很早去工作，很晚才回来。
Max 4 hours? Wow, that's a lot per day.
Well, yeah. Not necessarily, no, FaceTime, but not.
What do you mean?
我们看到彼此大概最多四小时。
I mean, that's not talking. You see each other's face, that means you're talking.
Telepathy.
Talking through silence.Right? Now I'm talking about conversing. You sit down, right?
我要讲交谈。
Yeah, you sit down.
你们坐下来讲话，交谈。
Maybe you're not a good example then.
你们可能不是很好的例子。
Spend a lot of time talking about Sister Kelly, about you. How often you guys?
Kelly 姐妹，你们多长讲话？多长交谈
？Okay.
二十分钟。他会帮忙煮饭。
Okay.
煮饭煮一小时半，坐下来四十分钟吃饭。
Okay.
有时候我们一起看到楼上看电影。
So you might spend maybe an hour a day talking, but if you ask one another, maybe 3 hours or 4 hours, and that's just movie night, then you spend more time, right?
有们可能花三小时时间在一起，但是
接话好
讲话不一定
不长。
接话你多长跟太太讲话
？She's not here, but you.
她现在不在这里，但是你可以讲。现在才是讲话的时机。
Right.
我们通常等小孩子睡觉后才讲话，两三个钟头，但是并不是每天讲话。通常我都在讲我的问题。
So you have therapy session with her. yeah.
我们有时候讲小孩的事情，有时候讲我的问题。
How many of you feel that you spend a lot of time with your spouse per day? I'm not conversing.
每天哪一个人觉得我常常跟自己的配偶讲话？
At least 2 hours.
每天至少两小时交谈。只有礼拜四到礼拜天，我才有办法跟我太太在一起。
You make it up for all the Monday to Thursday.
我在家的时候常常讲话，但是星期一到星期四我不在家。
Yeah, I know how you feel. I know how you feel. Yeah.
我了解你的感受。
Yeah. But okay, how many of you see each other every single day?
哪一些夫妇每天见面？
Right? See each other every single day?
每天见面， yeah. 每天见面的夫妇。
Yeah. Pretty much most of the time every day, right? I mean, if you don't have business trip and stuff, like normally is every day, right? That's really a great blessing.
除非是你要出差，不然的话，大部分都是会跟太太先生每天见面。
Yeah, sometimes even though we spend time with one another without even conversing, but we still talk to one another in that sense, right? What we do and things, just spend time with one another.
有时候夫妇有人来交谈，虽然不是讲很长的话。
So actually, if you know a couple who get along very well with one another, you know their communication is very good.
通常你要知道有对夫妇感情很好，他们一定是常常交谈。
So the first when I do therapy with couple, when they have problems, the first thing they say is what?
我通常要是给夫妇做咨商的话，他们通常会说什么呢？
If a couple come for therapy.
要是有夫妇跑来跟我要咨商的话，因为他们有问题。
And the first thing they complain about is what?
他们第一个抱怨是什么
？Yes, we never talk.
我们从来不讲，彼此不交，从来不讲话。
That is so common.
这实在太常见了。
So for us, don't expect like you know, for us to have healthy relationship with our God, we need to pray.
所以我们要是要跟神有很好的关系，我们必须要祷告。
Praying, sometimes we kneel down to pray, right?
当然，很多时候，有时候我们跪下祷告。
Sometimes praying when we drive, we think about our Lord. That is also praying.
有时候我们在开车的时候，你想到我们的主，你也可以在心里祷告。
Quite often in every decision we make in our lives, we communicate to God. God, is this okay? You think about God and stuff like that. That's also communicating.
但是有时候我们在想要做决定的时候，问神说：“神，你觉得这样好吗？”这个也是跟神的交通。
If you want to know a person has really good, healthy relationship with God.
要是你想要找一个跟神有很好的健康的关系的人，你就听这个人讲话。
Because when they open their mouth, if they have good relationship with God, they're always going to talk about God.
因为他如果跟神有很好的关系的话，他嘴巴一张开，常常就是讲到神。
Because the thing they feel interested the most, the thing that they feel close the most, they're going to talk about it.
因为要是觉得你对这个东西有兴趣的话，你就会想要讲到它。
Is it not true? Yes,
这不是对的吗
？So that's why when we converse with our brother and sister.I mean, this is like a trick, right?
像我们跟弟兄姐妹讲话的时候，就是像这样子。
They don't need to tell you how many hours they spend home praying stuff like that. When they converse, if you try to analyze them, right? How many words come out of their mouth pertain to God, and some, you know, some people are not. Then you know they spend a lot of time with God or not.
他们不需要告诉你后，他们花多少时间读经祷告，但是他们如果常常讲到神，你知道他跟神的关系不错。
I mean, sometimes when I talk to a brother who, you know, I do not know, like they just take up golf, for example.They start playing golf, right?
有一个弟兄他打高尔夫球。
And of course, they know I also play golf, right?
当然他也知道我也打高尔夫球。
And when we sit down and talk, the whole conversation is all about golf.
我们坐下来讲话的时候，讲的就是高尔夫球。
Then of course, hopefully that is temporary, right? That 3 years later I go and still talk about golf, that's an issue. Something is a problem, right?
当然，我希望这是暂时的，因为我希望三年以后我再跟他。交谈的时候，他不要还在讲高尔夫球。
But pertain to a relationship with God, if we have healthy relationship with God, and then that relationship will make us very joyful.
但是要是我们有跟神很好的关系的话，这个关系会让我们觉得很喜乐。
And then the last one here.
最后一个。
God gave us hope and promise concerning the future through His resurrection and ultimate return.
神给我们的希望，因为他的复活。
For example,
还有他的第二次降临。
Why do you and I should have hope?
为什么会有希望呢
？Why?
我们为什么有希望
？Yes, yes. Yes. That is the greatest hope.
回天家是我们最大的盼望。
When we have that kind of hope, our life is a very joyful one.
要是我们有这样子盼望，我们的生活就是很喜乐的生活。
No, for me, I've been to oncology floor many times.My people who are dying, right? in the hospital.
When
I go visit our brothers and sisters,
当我去拜访一个弟兄或姐妹,
for example, Sister Agnes, right?
例如说 Agnes 姐妹,
you know, for me, I should go there and comfort her, but when I went there, she comforted all of us.
我应该是去你安慰她,
but when I went to visit, you know, a relative who don't belong to Christ, when you go there, you become very depressed. Very sad, right? Because they have no hope, right? When you talk to them.
I'm sorry. What kind of religion?
When you go to visit, you know, people who do not believe in God. And this person is dying. The people is dying.
这个人快死了.
You go to visit them, you become really, really depressed.
你去看这个人, 你就会觉得非常的忧郁.
Why? Because when you talk to them, they have no hope.
为什么呢? 因为你跟他们讲话的时候，他们完全没有盼望.
But when our brothers and sisters,
但是如果是我们弟兄姐妹,
no, you know. The last time I went to visit Sister Agnes, for example,
例如说我最后两次去看, Agnes 姐妹的时候,
you know, it was my niece and then the sister from Hawaii and then it's me. Right? We wanted to visit her.
我有几个外甥女, 然后还有一个另外一个姐妹,
then a week later, she passed away.
那后来她就,
but there's no way that when, during that week, when I, that day I went to visit, there's no way you think that she's going to pass away the next week. Because she was so joyful. She was, you know, so strong. Why? Because the hope inside of her was very strong. Then during the time, all the sisters who go there, they're all crying, stuff like that. But Sister Agnes, she was, you know, encouraged them, right? And encouraged them and tell them not to cry, things like that, right? Why? Because the hope, right, this hope is very strong. When there's no hope, actually, it's very easy for us to give up and die.
要是没有盼望的话,我们就很容易就放弃,
that's why I have to deal with you, you know, of all the, you know, the police officers, you know, those things like that, right? The one that get wounded, right? Wounded, and the one that get wounded and die, most of the time are the single people. People have no children, have no spouse, right?
所以我们看到一些, 警察有通常有个受伤的死亡人通常都是, 没有结婚的单身汉, 没有小孩, 没有太太.
And they find out those who work in this kind of area, I mean the room for them, you know, life and death actually is only between 1 minute. Like within 1 minute.
因为对这种人,这种, 高危险的工作来讲, 生死都是一瞬间的事情.
So those who are married, those who have children, even they are wounded, they are dying.
要是他们受伤,
but their hope makes them to stay alive for that extra minute before the ambulance
comes.
But those who are single, they get shot, they're wounded, about to die. Like, what is there for them in life? There's nobody to go back to.
但是那些单身汉他们想说为什么我们要活着呢反正也没有家可以回
so they give up very easily,
所以他们就比较容易放弃.
So because of this, before the ambulance get there, they're already gone.
所以在救护车来之前他们就已经死了.
So that's why for us as brothers and sisters,
所以对我们来说弟兄姐妹们,
of course there's nothing wrong to be sad once in a while.
当然呢,难过伤心,有时候难过伤心是免不了的.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes sleep for 24 hours is okay if you need that sleep, right?
要是你有一天需要睡24小时的话,那也是没关系.
Sometimes lock your door, you know, and just be isolated yourself is fine.
有时候把门锁起来,自己封闭起来也是没关系的.
But if you do that every single day, then it's a problem.
但是如果你每天都这么做,那就有问题了.
Why? Because God gave us such hope. And hope is the strength for us to continue on.
我们有盼望,
and not only that, but God also promised us concerning the future.
不只是这样,神也答应了我们关于未来的事.
If you and I read the Bible a lot, if we pray to God a lot, there's no way we'll fall into depression. There's no way.
所以要是我们常常读经的祷告的话,是不应该会有忧郁症的.
But of course, it doesn't mean that you and I do not fall into depression.
当然这并不是表示说我们就不会得忧郁症.
But when we fall to depression, it's very important not to isolate ourselves.
但是我们有忧郁症的时候最重要的事情就是不要把自己封闭起来.
And you know, when we fall to depression, make sure we read and pray.
但是我们有, 忧郁症的时候我们要记得我们要读经跟祷告.
But the problem is when we fall to depression, we don't want anybody around.
最糟糕的事情是我们通常在有忧郁症的时候我们不希望有人在我们旁边。
We don't want to read and pray.
我们也不想读经也不想祷告。
Then what? Into a spiral of depression, then it's hard to get out of it.
那我们就好像在一个蜘蛛网中间我们爬不出来。
So that's why if we feel that, you know, No, we just lost a loved one or something traumatic happened to us. Make sure the first thing, don't isolate ourselves.
所以要是我们有发生一些 巨变, 例如说要是我们丧失我们所爱的人, 最重要的事情就是不要把自己封闭起来。
Be around with someone who's very sober-minded in the sense that they're very positive about life, they have a lot of hope about life.
我们记得我们要 去跟比较有盼望的人在一起, 表示说他们 他们在生命里面比较盼望，脑筋比较清楚。
But also don't hang out with those who always tell you what you want to hear, right? They over-exaggerate, right? Over-sympathize. That make it worse.
也不要跟那些 每次都想讲你想要听的话的人在一起。
They're like, oh, don't worry about it. You know, that's not, you know, you're losing your job. It's not a big deal. God will take care of you. No, actually, you make it worse if you continue like that, right?
你不要那个朋友说啊，没关系，你失业没关系，神会照顾你。那这样子情况会更糟。
If someone loses their job, you must tell, "Oh, I'm so sorry that you have lost your job."
要是你失业的话，这个人应该说啊，我很难过，你失业了。
And I'm sure that you are very stressed out about it, right?
我知道你压力一定很大。
But even that is the case, but you know, God will take care of us.
虽然是这样子，我们知道神会照顾我们。
So now, don't try to, you know, I guess. Don't try to make it everything so positive, but at the same time look at the situation very lightly. That's not going to help anybody.
不要把事情讲得好像没问题，然后把事情都有把事情淡化，这样没有帮助。
And the same thing with sin.
这也是一样。
When a person commits sin, we don't take it very lightly, but at the same time, we don't go overboard, right, and give them no hope at all, right? It's not like.
要是有个人犯罪，我们不要把他淡化，但是我们又不要把他强调，好像很严重，让这个人没有希望。
So for us, this hope and promise are the two greatest things that God has given to us to be joyful.
所以这个 盼望以及应许是神给我们很大的礼物。
You know, sometimes. You know, sometimes we compare our church members to other denominations.
有时候我们把我们的弟兄姐妹跟其他教派的弟兄姐妹的朋友相比较。
Actually, we do very little for others.
我们知道其实我们帮助其他人其实不多。
Compared to other church, you know, the other churches.
跟其他教派比较。
You know, on my way here from Dallas.
我从达拉斯来的路上。
And I was driving like 80 miles per hour, right?
我那时候在 highway上开的是 80迈。
And there's a guy in front of me also with like an SUV. He also was like going 80 miles per hour.
那个我前面的这个开车的人，他也是开的一样快，他开的也是 SUV.
That guy must have fell asleep.
这个人一定睡着了。
So pretty much he hit the median.
他撞到中间。
Then his car bounced, you know, like 6-7 times, right? This night because I think he was asleep. Then he was completely in shock, right? Because of course. His car was completely totaled by the time it stopped.
他的车撞了好几次。
So for me, I mean, that is the car right here with
his standing,
and my car is here. So what I'm trying to do is try to avoid him because he's bounding left and right, right?
因为他撞左撞右，所以我想办法不要撞到他。
So by the end, the car is there, and then I'm in front, and then I did not stop, right? I did not stop.
最后我的车在前面，而且我没有停下来。First
in my mind, say thank God it didn't hit me, right?
我第一次见想到就是感谢神没有撞到我。But
then I look my rearview mirror, and then there's people stopping, you know, stop, right?
但是我从我的后照镜看到有些人停下来。And
then I just went ahead and came here, right?
我就直接开到这里来了。And
then I feel all the time I feel so guilty, right? Why didn't I stop?
Right? 那我后来就觉得很罪恶感，为什么没有停下来？
Then I told Deacon Patrick about, he's like, did you stop? That's what he said, right? I don't. You wrong. He's like.
第一天他就问说，我有没有停下来。
Even last night and this morning when I pray, I feel so sad. God, what's wrong with me, right?
我的祷告的时候，我说我到底犯怎么回事呢？
I just feel like the Pharisee and the Levites when you see the man who's, you know.
我觉得我就像那个利未人，那个利未人看到撒玛利亚人被看到那个人被揍，我不管。
But I tried to just. I said if I was by myself, I would have stopped, right? Because. But if I would have gone out and I parked the car on the road and my nephew's in the car and stuff, you know, I try, all these things come to my mind, right? But on the end, I did not stop. That's the problem.
那我就开始想说，可能是因为我的nephew在车里，那种种原因我没停下来。但是最后我就是没停下来。
Until now, I feel guilty about it.
到现在我还是觉得很罪恶感。
But of course, I have to make judgment. Is it safe or not too, right? Not for me, also for my nephew when you stop on the road like that, right?
但是我后来想想，我可能停下来的话是很危险的，不只是我很危险，而是我的nephew很危险。
But for me, I was sure if no one else stopped for him, I would have stopped.
那我想到是没有人停下来，我就会停的。
But whatever it is, you know, but for us, No, when we talk about other people, other denomination, really, they just have great love, you know, great love.
那我就想到其他教派人，他们真的是比我们有爱心。
When I went to Africa the last time, then I came back and I talked to this gentleman. He's in his 60s.
那我上次去非洲，然后回来，我跟这个先生讲话，他大概是六十几岁。
And we talk about, oh, what are you doing here, this and that, right?
我说你在这边做什么呢？
So this gentleman, he's a doctor. He was a doctor.
那这位先生他是一个医生。
But he spent 3 years in Africa, lived there, moved his family there for 3 years. Just to serve the people, right?
但是他在非洲住了三年，就是为了照顾那边的人。
I'm like, wow.
我想说, wow.
That's unbelievable.
就是令人不敢相信。
How can a, of course he's a Christian, you know, he's a Christian. He's, that's why he goes in preaching the gospel and also helping with the, you know, medical stuff, right?
当然这个人是个基督徒，他搬到那边去，一边帮助那边的人。
And of course, when I talk to him, he wants to bring that hope that he has inside of him to all the people in Africa. And that hope, of course, is that Lord Jesus Christ died and resurrected for us. And for us, we also have this, need to have this kind of mentality. We need to have more love for other people and do things for them more. Because this hope, this promise truly is inside of us. And we must just bring this hope and promise to the people who are, you know, who is hopeless.
So
any thought, any questions? So these three things have to correspond with the three things that is lacking, the slide before this. Right? When we have sin, by default, we become very depressed.
要是我们有罪的话，那我们就是会变得很忧郁。
But we have to understand that God, the one that can rid of our sin.
但是我们知道是神可以帮我们除罪。
When we don't have good relationship with God.
要是我们跟神没有良好的关系。
And the way for our relationship to be healthy is by praying to God.
那我们要跟神有良好的关系，我们就必须跟他祷告。
When you worry about tomorrow.
要是我们担心明天的事情。
And we have the great fear that something bad might happen.
要是我们担心一些不好的事情会发生。
We have to understand that God gives the hope to live for tomorrow.
我们要知道神给我们能够在明天活下去的盼望。
And the promise that He will always going to take care of us.
还有他答应要照顾我们的应许。
So in other words, nothing in our lives happens without God allowed to happen. If you have this concept, then we would never be depressed.
Got any concept?
Any comments? Okay, next one. Oh, yes, sister. So in other words, if depression comes because of hormonal situation, can this also work if we, right? If we trust in God, if we pray to God, right?
要是我们跟神祷告，相信神。
Is that what you're asking?
这是你的问题吗？
So that is very true, right? That's very true. So of course for us, it's all dependent on our faith, right?
对我们来讲,
so some sister who has no, who has hormonal depression, for example, I think they do take different medicines, things like that.
的确有些人因为荷尔蒙的因素必须要服药。
And some sisters feel that God will take care of me.
但是有人觉得说神会照顾我。
But even though the sister will go and get medication, it doesn't mean she did not rely on God. She still prayed to God and still asked God to help her.
当然这个姐妹并不是说她服药就表示她不靠神, 而是她还是靠神,叫请神帮助她。
God the one that fastened us. God is the one that created everything about us.
神是创造我们的神。
When there's something wrong with us, God knows exactly what's wrong with us.
要是我们身上有病,
so that's why ultimately the best is always to pray to God and have faith in Him.
所以最终的最好的是跟神祷告，并且对他有信心。
But that's not mean we should not take medicine and stuff like that. We still can take medicine, still rely on God. Right?
当然，并不表示我们就不用服药。当然，我们还是可以服药，并且还是依靠神。
I mean, for example, if I, you know, when my nephew had a broken bone, right?
就比如说我的nephew 他的有骨折。
When he broke his hand, right?
他把自己的手折断。
I did not just pray and lay hands and lay my hands on his hand to be healed, right?
我并不是就是祷告，然后帮他按手说好起来吧。
I just bring him to the doctor. They put it together. They wrap it. And yeah. That's
我当然还是把他带到医生那里，医生就帮他接骨。
Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah.
这样了解的意思。
But in Africa,
但是在非洲
，when a brother and sister have this kind of situation, actually they have no doctor to go to. They will pray until God heal them like that.
非洲的有些弟兄姐妹，因为他们没有医生，所以他们就只好靠祷告。
That's why for me, I stress a lot according to our faith.
所以我常常讲说，就是靠我们的信心。
If we have faith that God will heal me, even if I have a broken arm, that's fine.
要是你有这样的信心，认为神会帮助你的骨折，当然那也没有问题。
But it's nothing wrong. Just go to a doctor and let the doctor set a bag in and put a cast on it, right? It's nothing wrong with that.
但是你要是要去找医生，让医生用石膏接起来，那也没有什么错啊。
Okay. Anything else?
还有问题吗？ I have a question.
Yes.
From what I learned, one depression reason is that the person has very low self-esteem. So how can we address this using the Bible? Low self-esteem. No, it's feeling that the person has no worth. 我的问题就是说，要是有些忧郁症的原因是因为这个人觉得没有自尊心，没有自尊心，自尊心很自信心 ，no 自信心 confidence, right?Low self-esteem, 没有自尊, yeah, 没有自尊, 没有自尊, 自尊心很低。
Yeah, actually, the Bible talks a lot about, you know, for us not to have low self-esteem, right?
就圣经有很多地方告诉我们不应该有自尊心太低。
Let's go to 1 Peter.
请看彼得前书。
First Peter.
彼得前书。
Chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
First Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Verse 9.
第九节。
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度。
Actually, this theme may go throughout the whole Bible.
这个是整个圣经都是在讲这个。
Actually, as human being, and you know, in the eyes of others, maybe we don't worth anything.
可能在其他人眼里，我们可能是没有什么价值。
Or maybe sometimes we feel we are too short.
可能我们觉得自己太矮。
Maybe sometimes we just feel we are ugly.
我们可能觉得自己不好看。
We just feel like we cannot add any value to this world.
我们可能觉得自己对这个。
But God tells us here.
在这个世界上没什么价值，但神告诉我们。
We are the chosen generation.
神说我们是被拣选的族类。
We are His royal priesthood.
是有君尊的祭司。
We are His holy nation.
是圣洁的国度。
We are His special people.
是属神的子民。
So just this alone should uplift us, right?
就是读到这个，我们应该觉得，
Just this kind of thought alone will uplift our spirit.
光是这样子，我们就应该觉得很有信心了。
Because to God, it doesn't matter what we look like.
因为对神来讲，我们看起来怎么样并不重要。
If we are baptized,
当我们受洗以后
，we become His child.
我们就变成他的子女。
Or we become His children.
我们变他的孩子。
So because of this, you and I should not have low self-esteem.
所以我们不应该有很低的自尊。
Actually, throughout the whole Bible, actually God always tells how much He loves us, how much He wants, you know, to bring us to heaven, right? All this kind of stuff is what? To encourage us, not to, you know, to have self-pity for ourselves.
整本圣经主耶稣是也告诉我们他是怎么样爱我们，要如何把我们带到天国去，所以我们不应该自怨自艾。
But the question is, why do some people have low self-esteem?
问题是为什么会有人觉得没有自尊心呢？
What's that? Yes, sometimes.
你的爸妈?
What do you mean by their parents?
The way they raise them,
they're
useless,
they can
never be their
expectations. 爸妈说跟子女讲说，他们没有用，他们永远都得不到自己的标准。
Yes. Quite often, actually, a person who feel that they have low self-esteem actually is from their parents, especially Asian parents. Right? Yes.
很多时候子女觉得没有自尊心都是因为爸妈造成的，特别是亚洲的父母。
And that's why you can see a lot of Asian kids, they walk, when they walk, they always walk like their head down, right?
有很多亚洲的孩子，他们走路的时候头都是低低的。
Because their parents keep telling, "Hey, A minus, you're still a loser."
因为爸妈常常讲说，你的 A minus 还是太烂。
And so because of this, they condition, right, that I'm never good enough, I'm not good enough, not good enough. Sooner or later, I think you don't feel confident with anything.
所以他们不断告诉自己，我就是不够好，不够好，不够好，所以他们就是再也没有自信了。
I mean, really, look at all the Asian kids, right? I mean, especially, if you look at all the Asian kids when they walk around, right?You know,
你看一些亚洲人他们在走路的时候
do you feel they walk with confidence?
你觉得他们走路的时候很有自信吗？
Very few, very
很少很少。
Of course, some Asian kids are very humble, right?
当然有一些亚洲的子女就是很
No, because even though they can speak 3-4 languages, they play the guitar, they play the piano, they play the violin, but they're still very humble, right?
有些亚洲的小孩子可能讲四五种语言，可能也会弹吉他，也会拉小提琴，但是他们就是很
But it's a fine line. Sometimes, even though they can do all those things, the parents still think that, oh, you're not good enough.
但是有时候他们能够做这么多事情，爸妈还是觉得他们不够好。
So quite often, actually, parents have to do a lot with how the kids view themselves have low self-esteem or not.
当然有很多时候，爸妈必须要自己要很注意，免得自己的孩子没有自尊心。
But of course, sometimes, you know, for Western parents, they go to the other extreme.
当然，有些西方的父母就是另外一个极端。
You know, when the kids clean their room, oh, you're so good. Why you clean your room today, right?
这小朋友只是打扫的地方，你说你好棒哦，你今天自己打扫。
Here's $10 for taking the trash out.
哦，你把垃圾丢出去，给你10块钱。
That is the other extreme, right?
那就是另外一个极端。
But actually, to clean their room is nothing to be. It's your room. You make a mess, clean it up, right?
清自己的房间有什么了不起？就是你自己的房间，把它整理干净。
You take out the garbage. You live at home for free. Take out the garbage already, right?
你本来就应该把垃圾丢出去。
So sometimes we go to that extreme. Also, the kid will become proud for nothing. It's full of air, right?
所以要是我们要是走另外一个极端。他们就变得很骄傲。
So that's why for us we have to be, you know, be sober, you know, be, you know, to know what the kids need and what they don't need.
所以我们脑筋要很清楚，要知道子女需要什么，不需要什么。
Now for me, I mean, you know, the every time I go to have teachers meeting with seventh teacher, right?
我常常是在去宗教教育的老师的会议。
We hardly ever look at the grades.
对不起 ，I'm sorry. What was it?
When we go to teachers conference for my nephews. My nephew's teacher, right?
对不起，有时候我们去做那个母姐会，去我的小孩子的对，去我 nephew 的老师跟他们 meeting。
So for us, I see for me especially, actually the grade is not so important.
对我来讲，那个成绩不是很重要。
But I always talk about teachers' behavior, right? That's what's important.
我会问说他们的行为是如何。
So this last time that we went to see his teacher, and thank God the teacher said, "Wow, he's such a great kid," and all this stuff, and we are very happy. And we don't know what his grades was. That we didn't look at his grades, right?
我们上次去跟老师见面的时候，他说我小孩这个 nephew 是一个很好的孩子，所以我们根本没有看他成绩怎么样。
Yeah, because for him, he's a really, really good kid, but you know, it's very easy for him to follow others.That's his problem, right?
他是一个很好的孩子，但是他很容易去跟随其他人。
So during that time, so we heard this good report, and then me and my wife never go out of our way to make him feel so, you know, like so good, right? We don't do that because the normal things you need to do, that's what you need to do.
但我们不会
it's not special.
我们会不会特别去褒奖他，因为他该做的事情就是该做的。
So because the report from the teacher was so good, so he was in gym that time. So I.When they I call him, because I try to embarrass him too for fun, right? He was sitting there with all his friends. Say seven, like in the gym, right? Then he's like, "What's going on, right?" Then
we 那时候特就听到他这么好的消息，我们就跑到健身房去叫他。
And then I told him, "Well, yeah, thank God, and you know, all this and that, right?"
那我们就跟他讲说，我们很感谢神。
Until this day, he says to me, "Wow, did the teacher really talk good about me?" He always asks me that question. Until this day, that's like 3 weeks ago.
然后今天他们还是问我说，神那个时候老师真的是说我好话吗？
So that's why for us, there's a certain things we must, you know, there's certain things we feel that our kids, we need to praise them for. And let's do it. Let's do it.
当然有些时候我们觉得我们必须要赞美我们子女，我们就赞美他们。
But now they have graduation for every class, right? Sometimes you, kindergarten, you graduate to first grade, right? And third grade to fourth grade. I'm like, no, that doesn't make sense to me, right? That's why sometimes my nephew say, oh, you know, uncle, I get like an 88 or something like that, right?
有时候我的那些跟我说，叔叔，我拿到了88分。
Yeah, why shouldn't you, right?
我就说那。
I say, when I was your age, I can't even speak English. I get all A's. So it's nothing to be, you know, I'm saying it's normal. It should not be, oh, 88 is so good. No, it's normal. You should get 88, get all A's. You know, it's normal.
88分就是很正常的。在我在你这个年龄的时候，我根本不会讲英文，但是我还是通常拿A，这个是正常的。
But of course, there's certain behavior that he's improved, stuff like that. That's the thing that I look for the most in any children, because any children who have good behavior, like in a sense that, you know, they... It's hard for me to explain, but a lot of kids in church, you know, even though some of them, they don't get all A in school and stuff like that, but they do the thing they need to do in Christ, God always take care of them.
Right?
But I'm not saying that you should not get all A's. Get all A's. Right? Get all A's. Because trying to give your best, that's what's important. Right? So now when we talk about self-esteem, actually self-esteem, we have to be sober-minded. Don't go the top, and then also, you know, don't get to the point that no matter what your children do, they're not, you know, you don't, they're not good enough. That's also not good.
Right?
So besides parents, who else will make you feel you have low self-esteem?
除了父母以外, 还有谁会让我们有很低的自尊心?
Peers, right? Peers.
同才?
For sure. I mean, peers will give a lot of pressure, especially to the, you know, to our children. Because, I mean, you know, sometimes when someone comes to our home, I'm like, why is he walk a certain way? Why is he here a certain way, right? Because he always try to go to the bathroom and do things with his hair, right?
Then when I
see him with his friends, they all have the same hairdo, right? They like that hair is like this. No, it's like that. Like, why do you need to be like them, you know?
原来是朋友的造型都是这样，我说那你为什么一定要跟朋友一样？
But of course I know why, but I'm just saying to him, why do you need to be, but I know why, right?
我知道为什么，但是我就问他说你为什么一定要这样？
So it's like peer pressure actually will make a person really have low self-esteem, right?
所以同侪压力会让我们有自尊心。So now, if
the kids you hang out with, they have a lot of money, their parents do a lot of things for them, and then your kid that, you know, your kid, you don't do, you know, those things for them, then they feel they are losers, right? They don't get this, they don't get that, right?
所以小朋友要是他们的朋友的父母给他们很多零用钱，带他们去做这做那，他们就会自己就是觉得没有自尊心。
I mean, I don't buy my shoes more than $30, maybe $39.99 the most for any shoes I wear.
对我来讲，鞋子绝对不能够超过39.99.
So there's no way I buy my nephew a pair $100 pair of sneakers. There's no way.
所以我绝对不会花100块钱买一双。
But of course, all these friends have sneakers like over $100 and stuff like that, right?
但是他朋友很多都是穿很贵很贵的鞋子，都超过100块。
Of course, so when he's with his mother, and then his mother bought him two pairs of shoes like $120.
但是他跟他妈在一起的时候，就会买一双鞋子，买120块，买两双。
But of course, that's from his mother, and that's fine. That's fine, you know.
那你妈给你没关系。But
for me, I would never ever do that.
但是我绝对不会这样做。
Because now the shoes become small for him already. You know, yeah, his shoes become small for him already.
因为这个鞋子，他很快就长大了。
Yeah, I think it's like a month and a half, 2 months. So he's grown like crazy now, right?
太快了。
Yeah. So things like that, we must, you know, of course, it's. If you have money, you'll be able to spend it, it's fine. You know, do whatever you want with your kids, you know. But you have to teach them the value of money, right? Value of money. So, but one thing for sure, you know, never chastise the kids to the point that they feel they are nobody. And that's not healthy at all.
Like
Seven, he's a very good runner. He's fast. Even though I say, man, look at your legs, you're like toothpicks, right? His legs are super skinny, right? Well, I'm like, wow, I'm surprised that you run very fast with those legs, right? So that kind of stuff, you know, and of course, I mean, I tell him the truth, his legs doesn't look like toothpicks, but he runs very fast, right? So he feels, you know, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, what other thing that make people beside peers, right? Anything else? There's one thing that really make a person have really low self-esteem.
有一件事情会让, 人的没有自尊, 一件事情.
What's that? Or your own standard, okay.
自己的标准.
Yeah, I mean, quite often, actually, for people, when they have their own, when they put a lot of pressure on themselves, you're saying own standard, right?
当然有些人给自己压力很大, 他们自己的标准太高.
But of course, those kind of people, they are brainwashed by other people to do like that, to feel like that.
他们可能是被其他人洗脑, yeah. 才会这样.
But there's one thing that, you have to know this one thing that why a lot of kids have low self-esteem.
有一些情况让小孩子没有自尊心.
Oh, previous failure, okay. Okay.
以前的失败.
Okay. What's that? I'm sorry.
Huh?
Oh, okay, too wealthy, you're saying, isn't that? No?
太有钱了,
what's the thing that affects their life the most nowadays? Yes, media. Media.
媒体.
Because those are the things that set what your kids should look like, right? Well, how the way you dress, what kind of hairdo, how many pounds you should weigh. Right? So the minute your kids watch those kind of shows and this, that, they don't fit that kind of category, they what? They have low self-esteem, they become sad. That's why it's important for our kids not to, you know, be on the media too much. Because nowadays, especially all the pictures, all, you know, digitalized, right? And this and that, right?
所以尤其是现在的 很多照片都是网络上可以看到.
I mean, the last thing, the movie, I love superheroes, so I watch what not Batman, but the Superman, the Man of Steel, like the last one. Is that the Man of Steel, last one? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Superman, like the Man of Steel, right?
超人其中的一个影集.
You see how buff he was inside, but in real life, he's a scrawny guy, right? So, in other words, that in the movie, right, make him like so big, right? He's just a natural person, right? All buff, this and that. But in real life, actually, he's not that big kind of guy, right? Of course, they digitalize everything, right? So everything is all fake, but all the children think is real, right? It's real.
当然这些都是假象，但是小朋友看了他们就以为是真的.
So that's why it make a lot of children become very depressed. Okay, let's go to the next one. Yeah, we run out of time again already.
Okay,
Jesus provides positive cognitive therapy. Cognitive therapy seeks to help one recognize and change negative thinking, patterns that contribute to depression. Simple suggestion includes
行为的治疗方法, 有一些建议.
So don't set for yourself difficult goals or take on a great deal of responsibility.
不要标准设太高，把给自己责任太多.
So here, when we think about this, right? Because of course, for Asian culture, we always, you know, set ourselves such difficult goals, right?
亚洲的文化就是我们把自己的标准或是把目标设得很高.
And then when you don't reach that goal, and then what happens? You become depressed.
要是你无法达到这个目标的话, 你就会觉得很忧郁.
But instead, give ourselves, you know, goal that's not so, you know, for example, praying to God.
例如说, 跟神祷告,
so should you set, okay, every day I'll pray for 2 hours.
你不能够设标准说我要每天祷告两小时。 Should you set that kind of goal? 每天祷告两小时。
Should you set that kind of goal?
该设那个标准吗?
No. How many of us can be to pray 2 hours a day? So when you set a kind of goal, you don't reach it, guess what? You become depressed. But of course, we don't set a goal, I'm going to pray 1 minute each day.
Right?
And even we do 1 minute each day, we're not going to feel happy because 1 minute, I mean, that's not much, right?
但因为如果我们达到了这个一分钟的标准，我们也不会很开心. 为什么呢？因为只有一分钟.
If it's, you know, for someone who's like 3-4 years old, 1 minute is good for them, right? Can be good for them.
但是要是小朋友只有三四岁的话，一分钟已经很棒了.
So in other words, when you want to run the marathon, don't think, oh, I'm going to run 50 miles a day starting tomorrow.
然后跑马拉松的话，不要认为说我每天就可以从明天开始我要跑50迈.
Because you're going to be very disappointed.
因为你就会非常失望.
But instead, I'm going to run what? Start with a mile a day, right?
但是我们可以一天跑一迈。
Maybe within 2 weeks, 2 months, I'll run 5 miles a day.
2个月过后,
no, for example, my niece Evelyn, she just did the 5K, right? 5K. How many miles that? He said did the 5K race, right?
例如说我的外甥女 Evelyn, 她跑,
when she started running, actually, she just ran like for 1 mile, 2 miles, right?
她刚开始跑的时候只跑1迈或2迈.
So she ran the 5K race in the dark, right? You know, they have this race in Allen, city of Allen. And she wasn't even breathing hard. But she's been running for a long time already. Right?
但是因为她后来，因为她之前已经跑了很久了，所以她那时候，她去跑5000.
So and I would really don't set ourselves different goals that we cannot reach that will make us depressed.
所以我们不要设很高的标准，达不到我们就会很忧郁。You
know, a lot of people who vacillate, right?
Vacillate.
Yeah, a lot of people put things off, like vacillator. You know the vacillator, right? They always put things off, right? Yeah, progressive. Yeah. So when they vacillate in such a way, so why they always put things up? Why?
有些人就不断的拖延，为什么呢？
Why? Because they always look at the whole big picture, right?
因为他们每次都是看到一整张的图片。
Then they're overwhelmed with it. Oh, it's too much.
那他们就觉得受不了了。
Then every day they keep saying too much.
每天都说受不了。
If they start to do one small thing each day when they say it's too much, then they finish already.
要是他们每天只要做一点点的话，他们早就已经做完了。
And that's the way it makes you feel yourself feel happy, right?
所以这样子才我们才会比较开心。
So every day just do a little.
每天做一点点。
The same thing, people want exercise, they want, I want to be in great shape within 2 weeks. It doesn't happen.
有些人说我在2周后我就要减肥，这是不会发生的。
Yes, first just start doing about 10 push-up a day, right? Or 20 sit-up a day, it's fine, right?
可能每天可以先做10个伏地挺身或20个仰卧起坐就可以。
Break life tasks into small ones. Set some priority, do what you can as you can, right? That's what we're saying.
所以我们刚刚讲过，说我们把很大的工作变成比较小的，分成比较小的工作，然后我们必须要有先后顺序。
Really, for those of us who are always overwhelming with a lot of tasks, with a lot of things to do, you should follow this. This will work.
Right? 要是我们有每天都很多事情要做的话，我们就要想，最后一项是很好用的。
Like my wife, she's a perfectionist.
我的太太是完美主义者。
And if she don't have a certain time to do a certain thing, she won't do it. So now all my meal and stuff like that is all over the room, right? We just too much of it already, right? Then she becomes depressed looking at it. I become depressed too looking at it.
Okay, so 所以我们最后这个房间就变得很乱。那我看她很忧郁，我也变得忧郁。
Why? Because when she said she want to buy a desk and put in a bedroom, right? And I said, honey, if you want to buy this desk, you have to promise me one thing, that I don't want to see anything on the desk. Because I have that problem. I don't want to see anything on the desk, right?
他跟我讲说要买一个书桌，我说要买书桌可以，但是我书桌上不能摆任何东西，因为我很讨厌书桌上摆任何东西。
Now all the papers not only everywhere on the desk, but also on the floor.
那现在说的纸张并不是只在桌上，满地都是。
So that's why most of the time I just spend time downstairs, you know.
所以我大部分的时候就在。
I can't go to my room, right? Because that is my fault. I'm not fault, but that's my, like, I don't like that. I can't focus when these things on the floor.
那我就大部分都在楼下，因为我没有办法专心，我看到地上的东西无法专心。
So now, to resolve this problem.
所以要解决这个问题。
To resolve this problem, so we have one extra bedroom downstairs that have my gym inside, right? So she said, get rid of your gym, I want to make that my office.
对，我们最后解决办法就是在楼下用的床，放在健身房里面。我说，他就说你不要来。
You know what we say, happy wife, happy life, so that's what I'm doing now.
所以我们有一个讲法是，太太开心的话，生活就会开心，这是我的做法。
So yeah, really, do little things first, right? Before you know, you finish the whole room already, right? It's important.
我们先从小事情开始做。
Okay, next one, please. Next one.
下一个，下一张。
Yeah, so remind us of God providential, right? Love and care.
我们要记得神给我们的爱与关怀。
Then it teaches us where to place a priority in life.
那所以告诉我们，我们在生活中哪个比较重要，哪个比较不重要。
And it also tells us, reveals us our own limitation, right?
我们也必须要自己有，是有极限的。
So now we don't need to worry about tomorrow because God will take care of us.
我们不需要知道明天，因为神会照顾我们。
So and For us, yes, we have so many things to accomplish, there's so many goals to accomplish, but actually, what we need to do is just, you know, prioritize things in our life, what is important. That is God Himself. And then revealing our own limitation, this means actually there's a certain thing that you and I cannot do. No, that's why a lot of time mothers, you know, mothers have such a great task.
我们知道妈妈的工作都很多。
Actually, when you have one child, two children at home, take care of three children, oh, that is a very difficult task. But a lot of times, mothers are so hard on themselves.
我们知道要照顾一个小孩、两个小孩、三个小孩都是很辛苦的事情，但是有时候妈妈对自己太严苛。
Now, you and I can only do so much.
我们能够做的事情有限。
Because if we know the kind of limitation, then actually we will never fall into depression.
要是我们知道能够做的事情有限的话，我们就不会忧郁。
Now, if we feel that, you know, in life, right, what teaches we have to place that part. In life, this everything is important. Right, it seems like.
我们知道生活上好像每件事情都重要.
I mean, our job is important, our kids important.
工作很重要, 孩子很重要.
Our school is important.
学校很重要.
Everything is important.
每件事情都重要.
But actually, if we go back to the Bible teaching,
但是要是我们回归圣经,
by build an altar first, where you at?
最重要是什么呢?
Then you can what? Then you can build a tent.
I'm sorry, say again.
Build a tent.
要如何建造个帐幕呢?
Yeah. The last thing you dig a well, right?
Oh, 对不起, can you repeat it?
Yes. So first build an altar.
先是建筑坛.
Second build your tent, right? An altar is your relationship with God.
所以第一个是跟神的关系.
Tent is your relationship with your family.
帐篷是跟家里的关系.
Then third is your career, your livelihood. Dig a well.
最后井才是你的职业生活.
Really, when you priority in such a way, and then we would never fall into depression. Why? Because those of us who have good relationship with God, automatically we have good relationship with our family. Then when we have good relationship with God and our family, then it's very wonderful to go to work. Right?
That's
the way it is. Well, because when you go to work, you know that you do it for your family. Because some of us who go to work and we don't know what is the purpose for us working, then we don't enjoy our job.
Right?
So that's why really, you know, for ourselves, we want to come out of depression.
所以对我们来讲, 如果我们要, 离开忧郁症,
we have to remember God loves us so much.
我们必须要记得神很爱我们,
then we have to apply to our life according to the Bible.
我们必须要照, 圣经来, 讲究我们生活的先后顺序。
And we have to understand that we are human beings, we are limited. Don't think we can handle everything if we cannot.
那我们必须要知道我们是人, 只是人而已, 我们不, 是有限的,
and this also for me too, because as a father, right, and also as a husband, the one thing I feel guilty the most is that I'm not home enough to take care of my family.
对我来讲, 作为一个父亲, 还有一个先生, 我常常觉得很有罪恶感, 因为我们没办法常常照顾我的家庭。
Now, when something happened to my wife, something happened to my nephew, I just feel that I should have been there for them. Right?
要是, 我外甥发生什么事情, 或是我太太发生什么事情, 我觉得我应该在那里帮他们。
I'm very limited. I cannot be everywhere, every time.
但是我知道我是有限的, 我不可能, 随时随刻都在每个地方。
And what I'm doing, you know, traveling, stuff like that, not because I want to make money and things like that. Actually, I'm serving our Lord Jesus Christ. Right?
但我在, 我在旅游的时候并不是我在玩, 而是我在,
if I have my choice, I be with my family every day, if I have my choice. Right?
要是我有选择的话, 我每天都跟家人在一起。
So when I rationalize and try to think in such a way, then I feel better. Right? I feel better.
我想一想后就觉得比较好过。
And the same thing too for church, I know that I'm not here enough, it's just the way it is. Right?
当然就对教会来讲是一样, 我不,
and I would love to be here full time. I would love just to take care of this Houston Church, right? I would love to do that. Right? But it's not possible. And, you know, yeah, I mean, it's just the way it is. So if I don't have that kind of mentality, then, yeah, I will be full of guilt, right? With my family, with church, with everything in my life. Right?
You go
to the end of five, right? Is that the schedule? 4:30. So I'm sorry. Next one.
下一页.
Yeah, we get overcome depression. We got to finish this. Pointing out the kind of selfless service can provide true joy.
要是我们无私的奉献的话，我们就可以有真的喜乐。
And this is very important also.
这也是很重要。
Really serve God. If you feel depressed, serve God.
要是你觉得很犹豫的话，侍奉神。
It's almost a guarantee you won't feel depressed anymore.
也是啊，你应该不会，一定不会再忧郁。
Because when we serve God, this kind of joy that come out of our heart.
因为我们在侍奉神的时候，我们心里就有喜乐。
Of course, we talk about serve Him the right way, right? Serve Him the right way.
当然，我们必须要有正确的方法侍奉。
No, we talk about selfless serving, service. It's different than just serving, you know, so we can gain something out of it, right?
无私的奉献跟奉献只是为了想要得到一些好处是不一样的。
You know, those who retire from work.
我们知道有些退休的人。
And you know, the one who lived the longest.Right after they retire, they live the longest. What kind of people are there? You think?
退休以后活最久的人是哪一种人
？Yes, active. Especially, what do you say? Yes, volunteer. Exactly.
那些去自愿帮志工。
Why? Because volunteer, they don't work for money.
因为志工并不是为了钱而工作的。
They work because they love to do for the people. Because of this, it brings them great joy, so they live much longer.
因为他们很喜欢帮助人，他们就很喜乐，所以活得更久。
Because then, that God is long suffering, willing to forgive and comfort the downhearted, right?
神是温柔，愿意原谅，愿意安慰人的。
So for us, you know, sometimes don't be so hard on ourselves.
所以我们不要对自己这么严苛。
We just give our best and do our best.
我们就是尽力就是了。
Not only in life, but also with our Lord Jesus Christ.
并不只是在我们生活当中，也是对主耶稣基督来讲是
一样。If we give our best, we would never disappoint anyone.
要是我们尽力，我们就不会让人失望。
Especially ourselves.
特别是我们自己。
Because if we know we give our best, that's all we can do. What else can we give if it's all we have?
要是我们已经尽力了，我们就不可能再做得更好。
Next one, please.
下一页。
Interpersonal therapy focuses on disturbed personal relationship that both causes and exacerbate the depression.
我们这个疗程它是可以，它是专注在一个不好的关系。那这个不好的关系会造成，而且并且让忧郁症变得更糟。
So in our word, you know, this interpersonal relationship must be very strong, right, for a person to be joyful.
所以我们知道这个人之间的互动。I'm sorry.
Yeah. So our relationship, you know, for human being to feel fulfilled, to feel joyful, we must have good relationship with others.
我们要喜乐的话，我们必须要跟其他人有很好的关系。
But the minute that kind of relationship is disturbed.In other words, it's not going right, then you'll fall into depression.
那这关系要是不正常或是不好的话，我们就会有忧郁症。
Next one, please.
下一页。
So here, our Lord Jesus Christ, you know, he wants to focus on how we overcome that.
所以神告诉我们要如何克服这个。
And the first thing is our relationship with God.
第一个就是我们跟神的关系。
Next one, please.
下一个。
And also our relationship with our fellow man.
还有我们跟他人的关系。
The next one, please.
下一个。
Okay, I think we need to continue this tomorrow because if we go a little bit fast, then we're gonna, yeah.
我明天再继续好了，讲太快了。
So in other words, that for us, we know that a lot of us will feel sad and feel, you know, sorrows.
很多我们很多人会觉得很难过。
But it does not mean we have to fall into depression.
但是这不表示我们必须要忧郁症。
Why? Because for us, we have our Lord Jesus Christ.
为什么呢？因为我们有主耶稣基督。
If we read His Word,
要是我们读他的话
if we pray to Lord Jesus Christ,
要是我们跟他祷告
of course, the chances for us to fall into depression is very rare.
当然，我们的忧郁症的几率就比较低。
But it doesn't mean we don't feel sadness. It's two. They are two different things, right?
但是不表示我们不会伤心难过，因为这是两个样式。
For us to be clinically depressed.We must cannot function in our daily lives.
因为要是我们医疗上有忧郁症的话，表示我们已经无法。
But to feel sad, to feel sorrow, all these things are normal.
但是有时候难过伤心就是正常的。
But that's why for us, when we feel a kind of sorrow, we feel a kind of sadness, we must use our Lord Jesus Christ to snap out of it.
但是我们在难过伤心的时候，我们必须要靠着神克服。
You know, before I came to know Jesus.
在我来认识基督之前。
Sunday was the worst day for me.
星期天对我来说是最糟的一天。
But every Sunday I fall into this kind of depression.
因为每个星期天我就忧郁了。
I just feel that life is not worth living.
我觉得生活没有意义。
You just feel like, you know, what is there in life that you can enjoy?
我就想说生命中到底有什么可以让我
们。So because of this, actually, I fall into deep depression.
我之前的确是有忧郁症。
But after come to know Jesus Christ,
但是我认识基督以后
I have not had one of those days. That's 16 years ago.
那我就再也没有忧郁过，那个是16年前的事情。
Because Christ, He adds meaning to my life.
因为基督给我的生命中带来意义。
Because He gives me hope.
他给我盼望。
And the promise that He gave me is always come true.
他给我的应许总是达成。
So that's why none of us as Christians should fall into depression.
所以我们基督徒不应该会有忧
郁症。But instead, instead of falling to depression,
我们不应该有忧郁症。
We must truly rely on our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们应该要靠主耶稣基督。
Because He is the wonderful Counselor.
因为他是一个奇妙测试。
There's no problem that is too small or too big for our Lord Jesus Christ to take care of it.
对他来讲，没有什么问题是太大或太小。
So that's why for me, as a minister, when our brother and sister they feel depressed, they feel full of sorrow.The only thing, my goal is to bring them to Christ. That's the only goal I have.
所以作为一个传道人，要是有弟兄姐妹忧郁的话，我就把他们带到基督之前。
Because when they, God will always going to take care of them.
因为我知道神一定会照顾他们。
No, a sister shared with me.
有一个姐妹这样跟我分享。
She never come to church on Friday.
她从来星期五从来不来教会。
But, the last Friday she came to church.
后来上星期五她来教会了。
She said when she is home, something just...telling her, go to church, go to church.
She was
very strange. Why do I never go on Friday? But then she went to church that Friday. And the speaker that spoke on the pulpit, he spoke pretty much, right to her. Right? But the speaker has no idea that she was really depressed in that time. But he shed tears, he prayed and thanked God. Right? Because no one knows she was depressed, but God knew. Then God moved the heart of the minister to speak the thing that pertained to what she's depressed about.
那神就让这个讲道感动这个讲道者，让这个讲道者讲这个姐妹该听的话。
And this is how God takes care of you and I.
就是神如何照顾你我。
So, don't be depressed.
所以不要忧郁。
Always, remember God. He's a faithful God.
记得神是一个信实的神。
And we also should continue to encourage one another.
我们必须要鼓励彼此。
Because if we sin against God,
因为如果我们对神犯罪
we must repent.
我们一定要悔改。
If we don't repent,
如果我们不悔改
then we always gonna feel.Sorrowful, even depression inside our heart.
We will be very sad and
depressed. Let's get down and pray together.
一起跪下祷告。